Look, we're going to talk about blogging. This is the thing. What I don't get about blogging is that people with journals or diaries say, don't look in my journal. Yes, cut my arm off, but don't look in my journal. And yet now the trend is to put your journal on the web so that everyone in the entire universe with a computer can look at it. So I just wanted to get to the bottom of this. I'd be interested to hear from you if you're a blogger about why you blog. That's this term for it, blogging, online journal. Why you blog and why you want to expose your thoughts to the world. How personal do you make it? Do you have an online blog but then a personal, you know, locked away journal? I'd be very interested to hear from you. 833-1000 or 1-300-222-702. The program director here, my immediate superior, is James O'Brien, and he's a blogger. He joins us on the line. Hello, James.
Hi, James.
Thank you for joining us.
Pleasure.
And I hope I back announced that song okay.
Very good job.
Yes. Now, you've been blogging tonight.
Yeah, look, I've had a blog for about the last 4 years.
Yep.
And I just updated my blog a little while ago.
And so what did you put in tonight's episode of your blog?
Well, mine's quite boring. I mean, I've read some blogs and they talk about, oh, I went out last night and did this and blah, blah, blah. I just write little reviews of places I go. I went to the Margaret Preston exhibition last weekend, so I wrote a little review about that.
Okay.
If I buy a new book or a CD, I write a little review about that.
Yeah.
So mine's almost like a kind of a cultural blog, where I just talk about these are the things that I've done. Oh, if I go travelling somewhere, I write a little a review of what the place was like. Like I went to Hobart earlier this year and wrote a little review of what I thought of Hobart and put some photographs up and so on.
Okay. Do you...
It's nothing very personal for me. I'm not one of those people who feels the need to expose their innermost thoughts to the world.
Oh, okay. So you'd say I went to Hobart, but you wouldn't say went to Hobart and felt miserable.
No. I'd say I went to Hobart. I went to this restaurant and I went to that place and so on.
Yeah. And that restaurant's quite good, this restaurant wasn't.
Yeah, totally inoffensive, yeah.
Okay.
But some of the blogs you read are really quite intimate. There was one bloke I actually wrote to a few months ago. I saw his blog and he actually wrote about someone I know.
Really?
And I said, look, I think you've actually been a bit indiscreet here and I could work out who you're talking about. And I don't think he'd like you saying that about him.
Right.
And he said, oh, thanks very much. And other people, there's a few blogs I read around the country, and, you know, some people just tell the most bizarre and outrageous things about their lives, and I think, why on earth are they doing it?
How do you find a good one to read?
There used to be a terrific website called aussieblogs.net.
Yeah.
That was run by a bloke called Anthony Hicks, I think his name was. He closed down a few months ago, and now there's another one called Globe of Blogs.
Globe of Blogs?
Globe of Blogs, and basically people just put up their links and say, I live in, you know, Penrith, or I live in Campbelltown, or I live in Newcastle, or wherever, and this is what my blog's about.
And are you aware of how many people read yours?
Look, I don't think it's too many.
Yeah. Is there a way of finding out or
yeah,
no?
There is. You get your web stats, and basically I think it's my friends.
Right.
Yeah.
What's James been up to? And so why, when you decided to write about... Was it the attraction of it being on the net that got you writing?
No.
Or did you want to write?
Mm.
And if it was just a decision to write,
yeah,
why did you decide to do it in a public forum?
It's because I actually went away working a few years ago. And I was working up in the Northern Territory, and I wanted to sort of send back photographs and write little stories about what my experiences were like in the Territory. And so I sort of put it up there so my friends could read it and say, oh, yeah, James has been to Kakadu and he's been to Lichfield and all that sort of stuff.
Right.
And I never quite stopped.
Right.
That's basically it. And then last year I was living in Western Australia, and the same thing happened. I sort of travelled up to Broome, and I travelled to Karratha and all those sorts of places. So I just wrote little reviews so you know, friends and family could see what I've been up to.
And what's in it for you? What do you enjoy about it?
I think it's just a bit of creative writing, which is good fun.
Yep.
I also have this idea that, you know, when you get a bit old and suffering from Alzheimer's, I'll be able to remember back what I actually did with my life.
Right. And how do you actually go about technically setting it up?
Oh, it's very simple. There's a whole bunch of software programs. WordPress is quite a common one. TypePad is another one. I use Blogger. It's a very simple thing. It's owned by the people who own and run Google. blogger.com, and you basically go in there, you set up a username, and you start writing. It's almost, you would say, as simple as using Word.
Well, look, if you're a blogger, I'd be interested to hear from you about what you enjoy about it, why you do it. 833-1000 or 1-300-222-702. Or alternatively, if you get enormous pleasure from reading other people's blogs, and I guess one of the things it does is cheaply, in fact for free, expose you to lots of other people's worlds.
Can I share a funny story, James?
Yes.
About 6 months ago, I went to... you remember that night that you did the show at the Newtown RSL?
Yes.
This is quite serious. I was standing outside the Newtown RSL, and I saw a bloke in a car at the traffic lights outside, and I went... I read his blog, and I wrote to him and I said, I just saw you outside the Newtown RSL.
Really?
Yeah, it was very funny.
Because you actually go to bloggers' meetings, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, that's right.
Now, what are they about?
Oh, basically, I think it's a bit of a chat. You know, I think we talk about each other's blogs and what we write about. There's a woman called Amanda. She writes a country music blog.
Right.
And we sort of talk about a bit about country music.
And how did you find this group?
I can't remember now.
But on the net?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Right.
And there's a bloke called Glenn. He writes about philosophy.
Yeah.
There's a bloke called Sean. He writes about his, home husband, like, you know, raising the kids at the moment.
Yeah.
So there's some interesting people, and I suppose we sort of talk about each other's lives a bit and, take it from there.
Fantastic. Well, look, thank you for telling us about it.
Okay.
I mean, you would have had a lot of interesting, as program director of 702, a lot of interesting stuff to write over the past month, work related. But
write anything about work.
Nothing at all about work.
Actually, I made a comment tonight where I said, work is busy.
How controversial. Thanks, James.
See ya.
James O'Brien, the program director here at 702. If you're a blogger, we'd love to hear from you. 833-1000 or 1-300-222-702.